What can I do for you? Who wants to ask the first OC question?
Me. How was it to have OC back?
It was good. It was spirited. I thought the practice was very good. He jumps right in there and tries to beat the ball like he normally does, and it was good. Really good to see him back. And again, a nice battle for the left tackle on that side, and JPP going to both sides, serves us well in terms of a rotation.
Is that what it looks like right now with Tuck and OC on the outside and swinging uphill ball between the two?
Well, that's what it would be, yeah.
So OC, in other words, OC with the first team.
Yeah. But so is JPP.
Do you know yet how you have to manage his knee?
Well, I haven't been told the exact schedule, and hopefully it'll be with the days off and that type of thing. We'll see if we can get into the season before we have to worry much about it. But I wouldn't be surprised if from time to time he has to, just stay out of it
for
a practice.
Still a couple days off. You expect him to play on Monday?
Well, we'll see. If you look back, we kind of brought people along real slow, so I wouldn't be in any real rush. If he's ready to play, maybe he'll play a few snaps.
Todd, realistically, I know he's been around the meetings and stuff. How much has he missed? How behind is he in your mind?
He's not behind any meetings. He's the football part he's up on completely.
Tom, are you convinced that this is all behind you now, or do you think there are still things to come?
I hope it's all behind me. That's all I'm going on. He's here. He wants to work. He wants to be a part of the team, and we certainly want him to be. But we want it all. We don't want part of it. We want it all. So I'm hoping that's the way it is.
Was his, the way he was acting today, or attitude, any different today than what it's been in the past?
Nope, very competitive.
He said it was good. It was spirited. We know what he brings football-wise, but just emotionally or attitude-wise, does he change the personality in any way?
You're always asking me these kind of questions. A little too deep for me. I just think the players themselves as a group were more energetic today and enthusiastic than we were the other day. So, he just fit right in with that.
Did you ever talk with him at all about anything?
I haven't gotten to him yet. I've had a few today with different individuals, but I've not had an opportunity to sit with him, and I will.
Is that something that, you just make sure that he's on board and that it's not going to be a problem again?
That'll be between he and I.
You talked about needing that spark during the game. Do you think this is just the players being veterans and providing it today, or did something change?
Well, I hope we're getting there, that's all. What changed is we've played a game, we've looked at it on tape, it wasn't very good, so let's do something about it. I hope that's what it is.
Norris Hines seemed pretty pleased with his progress so far.
Yeah, he surprised me. And it looks like he probably is day-to-day.
Sorry, so does that mean you don't need to go find a kicker?
I don't know. We'll probably do something. We're going to – at least gives us the opportunity to find out who's out there. And if we work some people out, that would be fine.
Tollefson, was there an issue with him today?
His back was bothering him a little bit, so they held him.
Did that start after the game Saturday?
I would imagine. That's how it usually works.
What about Sam Jadair?
Sam's, it's a groin, but it's a serious groin.
Sage is a strep throat?
Sage is sick, yeah. And he played sick the other night, too.
Tom, it looked like Barden was doing stuff outside as we were walking into practice here. Is he making any kind of progress?
Just normal, trying to run him, trying to see where he's at.
Nothing new today.
Nothing new that I know of.
Was Jagir Wade? He played in the facility.
Well, I think he was going to get some medical stuff.
You and Hickson back there between punts, is that something that he's going to do more frequently than that?
Well, he has that ability to do that, but I'm not going to make any kind of statement about when he would do that. I'm certainly not going to do it early. He doesn't have to do it next week, for example.
The way he's looking, is he going to be back to a more regular practice schedule? Is he still taking every other day off?
Yeah, he's listed as every other.
What do you think about Jernigan?
You know what? He played better. In the return game, he was okay. We didn't get much done there. We had a chance for a punt return. Raynaud had a chance for one and slipped. But had he gone outside, it would have been, I think, pretty good. to tell you the truth, the last couple of days, Jernigan, practice-wise and game-wise the other night, has probably performed better than he has the whole fall. So I'm hoping that's going to transcend into his return game as well.
Was that Raynaud one, the one where Witherspoon took out the gunner, Witherspoon?
Where he fell down.
Was that when you saw that block on the outside, though? I mean, is that the kind of stuff you're looking for from these guys?
Yes. Yeah. Had he dipped and gone out, I don't know if there's anybody else left.
See, Bears getting more reps at fullback now compared to last week. Are you moving back there?
That's what he always does. He is the fullback. He is the second tight end. He is the. That's where he's always played. That's his job. That's where he goes.
But seeing the offense perform better with turnovers this past game, the way that you're focusing on during camp to help that
run? Constant pounding and reminding. And if you watch the drills that we do, two out of the four fundamental, very beginning of practice drills are about, you know, anti-turnover drills.
What did you think of the parallel kick today?
Today?
No, all week.
In practice today? He threw two nice balls today for big plays. He's got a strong arm. It would be nice if he more comfortable and was able to speed it up a little bit. You know, and I think that'll happen naturally. The more he understands what he's doing, and he does throw a really nice ball.
Anything else?
You expect David on Monday to be sort of David Carr to play with Sage did on Saturday.
Well, I expect it'll be right now on paper. It was going to be those two. You know, Eli and Sage and David. That's why David didn't play last week. So.
Anything else?